So there are a few attributes that kind of section off parts of your site or your page or your DOM and do different things with them. So HX Preserve was one of those, so that as you make an AJAX request through HX Get or whatever and place it into the page, you can section off a little bit to not be updated with HX Preserve. So the precedent for kind of setting, doing something with a section of your code is already there. And HX Disable is like that, except what it does is everything inside HX Disable cannot use HTMX. So why would you want, you know, you're using HTMX to build your site. Why would you want to disable a section of your site for HTMX and not allow HTMX to run within that? The primary reason is our security reasons, because you don't always have control over the code or the text that shows up in your browser within your site, right? Sometimes you do, but if you allow for comments, for example, or just kind of posts, if you allow users to make their own posts on your site, there's plenty of sites, plenty of applications, lots of applications where the user is able to type in some stuff. Particularly, you know, maybe you trust your own users at some level who are paid users or something, but you shouldn't. But maybe you have even a public section of your site where anybody can post anything, and who knows what kind of stuff is going to end up there. Even if they are humans, you know, you can put a CAPTCHA on it, but humans might do something like that. So anytime you have a section of your site that has user-generated content, you don't want them writing HTMX for your site, do you? No. So there's lots of ways you can escape your code, any or HTML, but HTMX runs, so you know you can protect it from your server and stuff by doing your escape stuff. Laravel does that for you automatically, probably a lot of different things do. But HTMX runs on your front end. So like other front end frameworks, it runs in your browser, it's your client. You can just right click, inspect element, go in there and change things. So you have a responsibility to, you know, if you, by allowing stuff to run on the front end, by giving them these nice front end tools, you do have to kind of keep in mind that a bad actor, somebody could try to run some HTMX on your site that might do something unintended. And, you know, who knows what that would be, how hard that would be to figure out, if there's anything they can actually do that's useful. But it's just good practice to disable the ability for sections of your site to run HTMX code. So the way you disable it, you just put HX disable onto that element. So let's say you have, you know, an area that shows all your comments. You could just cover the whole thing with HX disable. Or you could get kind of, you know, more specific. And you could say, okay, just each comment has the HX disable on it, because that's the little area that's going to be affected by the user. So it's just good practice to disable HTMX within any section that you're going to allow user-generated stuff on the site. And once you disable it, whatever element you disable it in, it's not one of those attributes where you can then go in and then enable a section within it. So it's like, oh, well, I disabled this whole div, but I want one little div inside that to be able to run HTMX. That does not work. So once whatever div or element you put HX disable on, it's going to be permanently disabled within that. So it's permanently blocked. That's a security thing. That's intentional. That's the way it's supposed to work. So just a quick note, don't confuse this with, there's another element, HX disabled ELT element. So you can use that other one, which, you know, maybe we'll talk about separately, but I don't want to kind of mix them up. But that one is for like disabling a button after you've clicked it so that it can't be clicked a second time. That's not what this one is for. HX disable is to disable HTMX within a section of your site permanently, so that nobody can run, you know, malicious code that it uses HTMX on your front end.